ข้าใจไหมก็สมองเป็นวัยรุ่นเป็นสมัยสาวก็ได้ที่จะรู้ตัวสมองดีอยู่สุดนะ and also สุดรู้ and นั่นก็สุดเจียรู้ตัวสมองนะ we are in the very fortunate because this is the sixth region of temple and this is also the place where he after he left the region he take what we call where he I know for 1 year and he came over to this place and he stayed 15 years with the hunters. And during this period, you remember the story in the Sustainable Sutta which we have been doing since about 400 years ago. We are now towards the end of the Sustainable Sutta. And just now the Sutta he took us to the bottom level with all the eight and surrounding stupa. And the story of when he and how he became the situation and how he established the sharing of the Buddha for the next 37 years. And these are the very beautiful teachings. And because of that, we need this experience. We, under the idea, choose all the places where this experience has been to. So the last few days, we will have a, I think, not more, not before, not more students. Quorum student, or Quanxiao, and Quanxiao. Quanxiao student, that was the place he obtained, and the flag and the incident. So just now, there was a
19 years. Okay. So it has been since 17 years already. Then he had a lot of very well built building, very nicely built. And the nature here is also very beautiful. There is a lot of stillness energy within this whole of the Liu Zhu Si. Then as we walk up to, we visited many places. Then I like the place where we walk to the Yao Si Po, Medicine Buddha. I saw on the pillar, even though I'm English educated, but I think I can understand the meaning. Because it was written there, Ren Xing, Tian Xing, Chan Xing. Then, what was the other one? Xing Xing, Xing Xing, Xiang Ying, Ying, Fu Ti Xing. The meaning is very beautiful. What it means is, Ren Xing means the normal Buddha jhana, living being. If you use your mundane mind to live life, then you will experience the life of a normal human being, a Buddha jhana. So you will normally take human birth or birth within the 31 days of existence after you pass away. But most of the time you are within the sixth path, Liu Tao. The sixth path is the Devarāja, the six Devarājas, the human realm, and the four woeful states. The four woeful states are the demon realm. Then you have the animal realm. Then followed by what they call the Peta realm. Then finally is the hell realm. So all these realms, they have various dominating defilement mind state. If it's hell realm, means your three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, consensus is very strong, very deep. That's why you will be, due to karma, you will take birth in the hell realm. Then you take birth in the beta realm, means your evil roots of greed, selfishness, craving, desire is very strong. Then you take birth in the animal realm, means you have a lot of delusion, a lot of ignorance. Then if you become demon, you have very hot temper, the evil roots of anger, hatred, aversion, envy, jealousy are very strong. To take birth in the human realm, you need at least the five precepts. Then you need to have virtue, very little evil. Then to take birth in the Devarāja, you must maintain the five precepts minimum. Then cultivate virtue, goodness. So coming back to the words on the pillar, I have explained the first part, the Sikh. So the human mind, the mundane mind, if you do not cultivate this mind, it will lead to birth in the 31 plane of existence, especially the lower 11 plane, the 6 Deva plane, followed by the human realm and the 4 woeful state. But to take birth in the higher realm, you have to cultivate the other mind they call Tianzi, is the concentration type of meditation, thought-based meditation, developing or the chanting state and other state. So as Brahma, you will take birth in the Brahma realm. These are the 16 stages of Brahma realm. Then you cultivate until the formless jhana. You can take birth in the formless realm, the realm of infinite space. Then you can also take birth in the realm of infinite consciousness, the realm of perception, neither perception nor non-perception. Then finally, the second last realm is the realm of nothingness. Then the highest realm is the realm of neither perception nor perception. So all this added to the one plane of existence. Then the third mind is the chanting. Chanting is you develop Zen meditation. The one cultivated, the one that followed the cultivation of the six patriarchs is the best. Like we saw yesterday at this Guo'en Su. You remember when we took the photo, you saw on the field Wu Nian, Wu Xiang, Wu Zhu. You can cultivate meditation, develop the appropriate name one meditation leading to the penetrative wisdom to realize these three essence of Hui Neng, Liu Chu, or the six patriarchs, meditative essence, you will progress and you will become very beautiful. So this is the mind that cultivator of the way of meditation for six. So when you have this mind, you will have the condition to become enlightened. Your mundane mind can liberate and develop the freedom to realize the enlightenment, which the Buddha called Nibbana, Nipan. So the realization of Nibbana is possible, but to go the Bodhisattva way, to develop it further and perfect yourself, the last few words are very important. It's mentioned that Sing Sing Xiang Ying Ying Fu Ti Si Ying Zai Fu Ti Si. So that one is very important. Although I'm English educated, I try to recall what I read. But when I read it with the word, I understand the meaning deeply. Means you must have this ability to develop infinity and compatibility. Xiang Ying. Xiang Ying. Then Ying Zai Fu Ti Si means you must develop the ability to plant the seed of Bohi. The Bohi mind must be developed. Once the Bohi mind is developed, you will fulfill the first Bohi mind development to walk the Bodhisattva way. And the Bohi mind development, the first one, is to plant the seed of Bohi firmly so that it nurture. Then from there, you determine with faith, sincerity, and understanding to go the Bodhisattva way. We are taking the four Bodhisattva and the three sets of pure precepts. Then after that, the second stage of Bodhi can continue, which is basically essentially following the four Bodhisattva. The second stage of Bodhi mind development is to develop the understanding to free your mind so that you can endure and severe all suffering. Then the third stage of Bodhi mind development is when you can develop the ability to connect to your true mind, to realize the true mind, means Jian Si. If you can do that, then you will be different. Then after that, if you perfect that third phase of Bodhi mind development, you can realize the fourth stage, which will enable you to have the wisdom to understand clearly who are you, what are you, what is the fine idea of forming, and what is your true nature, your true mind, the original nature, and what Nibbana is. So all this you understand. Then as a Bodhisattva, you will have the ability to renounce samsara and perfect the ten perfection to become samasana. So at the fifth stage of Bodhi mind development is the consummation of the mind. So I find that wording on the pillar very good. So I repeat. Zhen Xing, Tian Xing, Chang Xing. Xiang Ying, Ying Zhang, Fu Ti Xing. So you can have the understanding, you will become really beautiful. Then 生生世世, walk the path of the Bodhisattva. Way to develop the fulfillment of your vow to be Samma Sambuddha. So that aspect is very important. Okay, now we will have some meditation. Now it's exactly 4 o'clock, so I will give you 45 minutes. We meditate for 45 minutes. I will give you some simple instruction. Relax body and mind. Chuanji fang song, relax body and mind. And silence your mind. Then make sure your posture is stable. Straighten your backbone if you can. Then breathe in, breathe out normally. Those who already know how to meditate, you can straightaway proceed to meditate. To silence your mind, to develop the sati, the mindfulness, or the tenmian, so that this mind can develop the silent mind, which is wunian. Then through that silent mind, you will be able to understand many things, and the meditation will take off by its own. Then for those who still need to train their mind, you can train. If your meditation object is anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, you just relax everything, body and mind, silent completely. Close your eyes. Then breathe in, breathe out normally. Then maintain awareness, mindfulness in front of your nostril. Then like the Buddha said, breathing in, aware. Breathing out, aware. Yes. Be natural. Don't force the breathing. Just relax and allow it to be. The awareness, which is the silent mind, which detects the breathing, will have the ability to be mindful of the in and out breath. It's not about the thought, noting, or focusing or concentrating. It's just aware, mindful. So just relax, silent, and develop the anapanasati until it's very, very stable. Then through the stability of anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, you will experience a type of mind state which is very deep. This mind state will have the ability to calm you down, because when there is no thought moving, your mind will be peaceful, your mind will be quiet and still. So you just allow the anapanasati to move on its own. Then without thought, you will experience peacefulness of mind, calmness of mind, inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness, leading to experiences of various mind state. The first thing that you will experience is piti. Piti is a type of meditative calmness or meditative awareness. Then you will experience spiritual joy or spiritual calmness. This spiritual joy or spiritual calmness. Thank you. We have some problem with the mic.
So now I change the volume. The volume is louder. Hopefully, you can hear me. So when this anapanasati is developed, you will have the ability to experience piti. Piti is a spiritual calmness, spiritual rapture. Then you will experience calmness of mind, leading to peacefulness of mind. The inner peace, inner calmness, will lead to the training of the mind to be aware without mind. Then you can satisfy the first cultivation, that meaning thought. Wu yin means without thought. Wu yin is a sense that is the true one, that is the meditative one, that is the silent one, and you can develop a lot of understanding from that. And you continue to Sukha is a peaceful state of mind. The peaceful has become more refined, more calm, more stable. And you will experience a higher peacefulness. And you continue to relax into it, silent and quiet and delayed. This breathing will slow down until there is no movement. Or we call it the subtle breathing. When you hit that state, you will experience pasti. Pasti is also the enlightenment factor that will allow you to be very still, very calm. And this final one is a meditative one, natural one. So you just relax into it, silent, and use it to meditate. Then whatever that arises within your body of mind, the mental fire will kill. You will start to experience them. Then all of the essential dharma that the Buddha teaches, the dwelling, dependent origination, serving in mind, the form of the truth, the essential dharma, the fine spiritual qualities, the other practice and all that, you will experience them all. So with this, I will let you develop the meditation. Then I will ring the bell.
The spacious awareness, which is the essence
with the mindfulness, the silent mind, you can clearly get the thing, and you can develop the understanding of the essential element of the Buddha, what he has taught us. And you have to carry this thing of training one in mindfulness into your daily life, into the career. If you are still working, into your office life, your working life, then when you are back at home, into your household or householder's life, then if you have to move around to do your activity or errand, you have to be in that state of mindfulness or heedfulness. To be heedful is what the Buddha advised. For he said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. If you cannot train your mind to be heedful, then the Buddha said, the heedfulness are as if they then if you are heedless, it will lead to the power of the dead. He doesn't have a chance, usually. So to be heedful, there are two parts, the Buddha said. You have to be ever mindful. First part, to be ever mindful, you have to develop the ability to be aware mindful. That's realizing. Then you can be in the state of mindfulness or awareness throughout the day, and that is ever mindful. Then, followed by the second part, constantly meditating, constantly cultivating samadhi, to cultivate the body bhava, bhajantam, as taught by the Buddha. Developing the three techniques of the first module, second module, third module, and the fourth module. That three techniques correspond to the three types of wisdom. The first technique is proclamation of Dhamma by the Buddha. You have your past training or inherited understanding to get awakened to hearing of the Dhamma. Now you can listen to recording to, or you can read the sutta and the books. Then if you arise understanding that Dhamma wisdom, the Buddha calling sutta and wisdom from hearing the sutta or reading the sutta. Then the second thing is the Buddha said, after you have heard the teaching, he knows
clear.
Okay. So you are at the stage where
the second turning of foundation. The Buddha said, if you cannot develop the wisdom under the first turning, after he has proclaimed the truth, then you can try the second turning. Second turning is reflection, contemplation, and inquiry into the Dhamma that he has taught you. So through constant reflection, contemplation, you will be able to develop another type of understanding. That type of understanding is called Cittamayana, wisdom born of reflection, contemplation, or inquiry into the truth as proclaimed by the Buddha. The reason the cultivator who have deep inquiry mind, constantly meditating, contemplating and reflecting. If you can reflect upon or contemplate upon what you have heard through the first turning, and constantly inquire, why did the Buddha say this and how can I understand this, then you will be able to develop a type of wisdom which the Buddha called wisdom born of contemplative reflection and inquiry on the truth or sutta that he has proclaimed, and that is called When this understanding dawn upon that form and mind that they will be training, he will understand, he will wake, and that night of wisdom is called Bhavana Mayabhana. So these are the three kinds of wisdom that can arise from the three kinds as taught by the Buddha under the first sermon, Dhamma Chaka, Pavatana, Sutta. Then after that, he followed by teaching the Ananta Lakana Sutta, which is the Sutta of non-sambo empty nature of existing. The Buddha said, in all sankara, mental activity, mental stages, contaminant consciousness, they are eternal. They come, they go, they arise, they pass away. And because they are dependent on originating condition arising, they are not a permanent unchanging entity where you can hold on to, grasp on to, cling on to and say, this is me, this is not, therefore all this can be done. There is no such thing. So when you have this understanding, then your mind is different. Your mind can see clearly all this universal characteristic. If it's not a permanent unchanging entity, then how can you call that this is me, this is not me? Which means the self is a real kind of deity. Nihilism can be awakened to. And through this silent mind meditation, we can develop the understanding of the universal characteristics of humanity, leading impermanent. So what happens is when you are able to insight into phenomena, this universal characteristic of impermanence will be very clear to you. You can see it constantly arising within nature, within your own form and mind. Within your own form and mind, you can see your thought arise and pass away very quickly. Feeling arise and pass away. Perception arise and pass away. Consciousness arise and pass away. The mundane mind arise and pass away. But there is a nature within that doesn't move. It's always aware. That is your true mind, your true nature. So after meditative awakening, we are at the turning. The mind will understand that universal characteristics of impermanence is inherent in all phenomena. It's a universal characteristic. Whether physical, mental, or nature's phenomena, they exhibit them. If it's impermanent due to dependent origination or condition arising nature of phenomena, then we will understand why the Buddha said all of phenomena or sankhara activity of mind, mental creation, they are suffering, they lead to suffering. If the form and mind that arise them couldn't understand that they are impermanent, dependent on condition they arise, when condition cease to be, it cease to be. If you cannot accept this reality, then you will be in conflict with nature, in conflict with the nature's law. That's how craving, attachment is the cause of suffering. Not able to get what you want. When you want things your way, expectation in life are not met, suffering will arise. And because they are impermanent, tends towards suffering. How can we say this is me, this is I? A permanent unchanging entity is never. Then you will come to understand clearly that this human being, the fire aggregate of form and mind, is not what you think. They exhibit the universal characteristics of impermanent suffering state and non-self. And that is the reason why that self-delusion you can awaken to. Then you can realize that true awakening, if your mind is able to develop the cessation. When you experience cessation, it can be a glimpse. That is the realization of the cessation of form and mind, leading to the understanding of the profound teaching of the Buddha, the universal characteristics or impermanent suffix there and also. That's why the Buddha says, Sabbe Sankara Anicham, Sabbe Sankara Dukkha, then Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. Whether it's the condition or the unconditioned, it is still not you, a non-self entity. Nothing in this world can disturb as self, you know, or eternal soul. You know. So this is where the Buddhist teaching differ from all other type of religion or teaching. Okay, with that maybe I will open up for meditation reporting or questions. Do you have any questions regarding meditation? Yeah? Or the Dhamma, the teaching? You can ask. Okay. Where is the mic? Oh, okay. Anybody got any questions? Or you want to know anything about this place? Yeah? Yes. Then, yeah. You can repeat. You can repeat the word or not? I didn't hear that. Yeah.
She said something about your sinking to you, like what the six patriarch once she has this confidence and
you have to let me know the words. Never mind, you ask Suzu. Maybe you can ask her to repeat. Suzu, come on.
本不生灭，本自具足，本自清净，本。
能生忘法，对，
能生忘法。他一听到以后就是马上就是已经开悟了，
呀，谢谢
您，师姐，
师兄，
哈哈，师兄，
我们这边都叫师兄，
谢谢，
都是平等的，
对，谢谢
您，
谢谢，
师兄，
OK，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师兄，师All of them arise from this nature, and this nature is the result of anything. Then everything that people talk about is already within that nature. But it doesn't mean that that nature is with all this wisdom. It's when the silent mind will weaken, the formal mind will understand that this.Your original nature is not what it was meant. It is the suchness of this nature. That's why from this so-called true nature, everything arises because your mundane mind arises from this nature. And when the mundane mind arises, the Buddha said, 一切一切唯心障So all of the phenomena, the minds of all and all, that mind arises, everything arises. That's why he said that 10,000 mind things arise from the mind. So this is where meaning, after having came to great awakening, after listening to the sixth atheist, then the sixth atheist said, you have to lie low, you have to go.From here to another place, I think which is this place, then lie down. Then after that, go to another place. I need to understand the mantra, I cannot repeat for you. Why is it the sixth place here? Like from Sutta. Then after that, he said, when your time comes, your nature will arise and you will share this teaching with the world. And he said, the patriarchy.Which is symbolized by the golden bowl and the throat. It will stop after you no need to hang up, because these are just form, not anymore. In English, I think it's called the insigning of the world. That's the English word for it. But in Mandarin it's called Yi Po, and they pass on the Yi is the rope, and the special relationship rope, and Po is the path, the cool path. Then we were at the temple, we saw, we built a, what you call, a model, it's from a very big one. What was that temple? Golden Bull outside, you took the photo.What that one? Namo Sutta, I think so. So,
with that, yeah,
that's it. Okay. So, we have to.Come to the reality, even this mind. We have to learn to use it, not easy. Especially first time for us. And the way the mind actually performs or acts, if you don't have patience, you will be disturbed, agitated. But don't worry, whatever there is of the nature to arise, will arise.Whatever there is of the nature, the cease, the cease. So there are causes and conditions for us to be here. That's why we are here. And we should have gratitude to thank the Liu Chu Su, thankful for allowing us to visit this place, and also Supu to allow us to use this place. Kana,
阿弥陀佛。Also Guruji for taking us around and showing us all these important Buddhist ways of due to school. I try my best to share whatever I understand. Because I'm an English educator, I'm not a Chinese educator, I don't learn Mandarin in school. But I pick up some along the way. So I will try my best to share with you. Okay, so your question, I think, is answered. Anybody else? Anything you want to ask them, you can ask your Sijie. Oh, sorry, Sijie is still around. This is a very rich history. I forgot one part. On the way up, Sijie told me they have expanded during this place. He said they have a center in France, Liu Chusu, a branch. They just consecrated it, Kai Kuang, they said. I think it just happened recently. Then they have one more in Canada. The other one is in the United States, under construction, not completed yet. Then in between, just now, in the introduction, if I don't get her wrong, she said so far there have been 19 overseas monks from various countries came to this place. I don't know what they received from here. The Sri Lanka monk also came. And I think today or tomorrow the Thai monks are also here. And the Thai is the 20th delegation that came. And this place has expanded very well. So just now I was trying to share with you about the Hong Kong businessman who made that vow, the aspiration. Then he got it fulfilled. Then he really fulfilled his wish all along to build this Liu Chusu. So since the year 1997, they constructed it and completed most of the building in the year 2000. So it has been here existing for the last 17 years. 17 years, I think. 2000年, 1997年, they started the construction in 1997. Then over the years, Sisyong told me they built a lot of buildings. On the way up, you saw a lot of buildings. Then she said, this place is very different, very peaceful, very quiet, very still. And the air are fresher too as you come up. So this is a very good place to conduct meditation. Then the other thing that I got to learn from her is because she also told me this place is very conducive, the environment. And the abbot is very compassionate, has a lot of very good vows and intention. That's why they are building a lot of new buildings along the side and everywhere. Then they got many meditative sessions conducted here throughout the year too. Then this place has been used very often. And including just now when we were there at the Manjushri Hall. Some of you who were late may not know what is happening. And where is Mimi?
Your good friend offline in Thailand. They are the one built exactly replica in the China Wutaisan. Part eight of Wutaisan. One, two, three, the various manifestations. So they are all built very nicely. The only thing is the Sushil inside there is a suitable name. He said we cannot take photos.
and the faith. Okay, as long as you have the understanding and the faith, that is more important. That's why you have affinity. We are here, we have the condition. You should build your affinity with such great things. And with one frustration, all the five manifestations of 1, 2, 3 in five life, they are all there. So you can express your gratitude, your respect, then cultivate affinity to the reverential salutation. And you can thank Manjusri Bodhisattva for what he has done for your nature. And request through this wholesomeness for causes and conditions for you to be continuously as protected and guided by Manjusri Bodhisattva's nature. So all this will be very useful, very wholesome. Okay, what's the time now? 5:20. Okay, I think we can close our session here. And once again, I'd like to thank Sister Sufu and the Aina and the temple, Yuchusu. Then we will do our sharing of merits before we do the closing puja. So let us compose our mind, the love of the Sadhaviya. Then together we shall rejoice.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
We shall share this merits and delegate this merits to all beings, starting with the devas.
So,
Jay.